We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Resh Tet Zayin in the footnote, and page Resh Pehe in the Zeligman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "Demashkata ve'odayani reli lomar." And furthermore, I think to say, "Demashkata v'Rambam." That which the Maimonides wrote, the Vetinayum Taknin Shluchin, that the courts would arrange people to accompany the guests out of the city. That specifically when your guest is leaving into the wilderness and the paths are not clearly delineated. And so if he veers off the path, then he's in danger from the wild animals, from the bandits. But says the Chafetz Chaim, how do I deal with this idea that today when guests leave, people do not accompany them? We just said it's such a big mitzvah to accompany guests. He says, maybe today, shadrachim yushavim, that the paths we go on are pretty much inhabited. Vegamim mesumanim, and they're pretty clearly delineated. So then, en bichlal ze, so that's not encompassed in this rule, so then you don't have to accompany your guest outside the city. V'ikasu az olamatim sefer iyun Yaakov, and the prime source for this line of reasoning I learned from the work Iyun Yaakov. Look over there in the Talmud and Tractate Sota about the importance of accompanying guests, that the Iyun Yaakov in his commentary seems to say it's speaking primarily in situations where there's a danger he will lose the path, there's a danger he will encounter bandits, etc. אבל כל זה רק ללמד זכות על העולם במה שאינם זהירים ללך עד פרסה או עד תחום שבת. In essence, the only reason I went to all this detail is because I want to be able to say something positive about everyone. Because the Talmud says you should accompany your guests up to an hour's walk, up to 18-minute walk, depending on the guest. And no one does that. So I'm looking for a reason. Why don't people do that? I'm looking to say good things about people. So I'll tell you a reason. Because today the paths aren't so problematic. When a person leaves your house, he knows where he's going. So that's a good reason. But the flip side of it is, a person shouldn't say, okay, he knows his way, so, you know the old joke, there's the door, right?
What book is this?
Avat Chesed. The Chafetz Chaim's work on Chesed. So he says, you shouldn't absolve yourself completely from the mitzvah of accompanying your guest. Because from the Gemara, it seems that the fact that you walk someone out of your house has some spiritual effect. That when you walk him out of your house, on some level, it's as though your spirit accompanies him and helps ensure that nothing bad happens to him on the road. And in truth, by accompanying your guest when he leaves your house, you're finishing off the mitzvah with completeness. You took the guy in, you gave him to eat, that's aleph. You get achila, right? You gave him to drink, that's shin, shtiya. Right now you're left with eish. Now you want to finish the mitzvah and add the lamed of levaya, walking him, that's eishel. That's Avram planted in eishel. That's if you actually walk him out. Eishel is the acronym for achila, shtiya, levaya. And our sages teach us that that's what taking in a guest is comprised of. Those three. Give him to eat, give him to drink, and accompany him when he leaves. Now he adds a parenthetical remark to the footnote. Vishamati. And I hoid. Shayam ma'ase b'machnis orech echad. That it once happened, there was a man who was known for how good he was at taking in guests. Sheshalat esh min chasav. That a fire took down everything he owned. Ve'tamu ha'olam alav. Al ma lo higena alav zchut mitzvato. And everyone wondered, why did a person who did this mitzvah so frequently, how come his merits didn't protect him? Ve'amar gdol ador echad. And one of the leaders of the generation said, מפני שמנהגו היה רק לקבל תוכים באכילה ושתייה ולא ללוותם כלל. Because he would ordinarily welcome the guests, give them to eat, give them to drink, but he wouldn't accompany them when they left. ואכילה ושתייה ראשי תיבות אש. And אכילה, giving them to eat, and שתייה, giving them to drink, is the acronym for אש, for a fire. ורצה לומר שעל כן לא היה כוח במצווה להגן עליו. What he meant to say is not that he was punished over this, but that if he wanted protection from the mitzvah, then he had to do the mitzvah completely. And the mitzvah didn't afford him the protection from fire if he didn't finish off the mitzvah. the word eishel is when you finish it off by giving him, by accompanying them. And specifically, if walking the guest is beneficial because that's how they'll know which way to travel, so then you're really obligated to accompany him and show him how to find his course. And as the Maharsha writes in that Gemara, even though in any circumstance there's a mitzvah to accompany the guest, nonetheless, the prime obligation is to accompany your guest when he might get lost as he leaves. Look over there. And that's what I concluded in my commentary when I said this mitzvah, that specifically if the guest doesn't know the way, you have to accompany him so he knows how to travel. So that's the footnote of the Chafetz Chaim about the importance of accompanying a guest.
Can I say something?